Ki mitzion tetzé Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Fran Miller from Mitzvah Yericho. Today we'll be learning about the pasuk Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. This pasuk is recited in our daily prayers before Shmona Esrei of Mincha of the afternoon service, and on special days before the Musaf service. I'll start by reading and translating the pasuk. The pasuk comes from Dvarim, Deuteronomy 32:3, in Parshat Hazinu. The verse says, "Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu." The word "ki" here, we know "ki" can have a few different meanings. So Rashi explains here, it means when. So the verse translates as, "When I call out the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness to our God." The structure of the pasuk is we have two halves of the verse. Seems to be describing two steps, calling out in Hashem's name, and then ascribing greatness to God. Why do we add this before Mincha and Musaf? So we'll start with where we don't add it. In Shacharit and Arvit, we don't want to add extra verses before Shmona Esrei, and this is because of the idea of smichat geula l'tfilah. We want to go directly from mentioning the geula, the idea that God has redeemed us, which we mention in the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, which follows the Kriyat Shema in the morning prayers and also in Arvit. We want to go straight from that into Tfilat Shmona Esrei, directly juxtaposing these two things, the mention of God as the Redeemer of Israel and standing before him to pray. So we don't want to create an interruption by saying anything else in. Now, there is one exception to that. In Shacharit and Arvit, we do add one pasuk, and that's the verse of Hashem Sifatai Tiftach, asking God to open our lips in prayer. But this is an exception. It doesn't count as an interruption. Rather, it's viewed as part of Tfilat Shmona Esrei itself, so it doesn't interrupt. But we're not going to add in other psukim there because we don't want to break up these two ideas of Geula and Tfilah. When it comes to Mincha and Musaf, this isn't relevant. We don't have smichat geula l'tfilah, these prayers. We don't say birkat kriyat shema over here. Anyway, the idea of smichat geula l'tfilah is specifically at night and in the morning. So when it comes to Mincha and Musaf, there can be another introduction to the Amidah with another pasuk. Why was this pasuk added? How does it frame our tefillah? The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, comments on this verse and its inclusion in tefillah. I found this in a sefer called Tefillat Eliyahu, which collects the teachings of the Gra on Tefillah. The Gra explains that the first part of this verse deals with Torah study, and the second part with prayer. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, the Gra explains, Batorah. Torah, he says, is Shemot Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the names of God. And I think what he means is, through learning Torah, we're revealing aspects of God. Torah is an expression of Hashem, Hashem's will, and in our learning, we come to discover God. From there, Havu Godel Elokeinu, the Gra says, B'tfilah. In tefillah, we tell of the greatness of God. When we come to pray, we take our encounter of God through our Torah learning, we call that to mind, and we harness that as we stand before him in prayer. So essentially in this pasuk, we go from Divrei Torah, from our Torah learning, into our tefillah, into our prayer. This reminded me of one of my favorite discussions in the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat on 10a, and the Gemara over there deals with the relationship between Torah and Tefillah and discusses which one is worthwhile to spend more time on. Now, Rav Hamnuna's opinion over there is that he does not need to be concerned that by davening a lengthy Tefillah, he's actually taking away from time that could otherwise be spent learning and perhaps would be better spent. He says, "I'm not worried about that. Both Torah and Tefillah have a place." Rav Cook, in his commentary, Einaya, explains the balance between these two, between Torah and Tefillah. Through Torah, we reveal new aspects of God, God's ways, his will. We gain an intellectual understanding of Hashem. The role of Tefillah, then, is to translate these ideas into an emotional experience, a connection, a relationship. To expand this a little bit, when we get up to pray, we take our understanding of Hashem in this world, whether from Torah learning, from our experiences in this world, and we take that, and with that, we stand before him with a recognition of what it means to stand before Melech Malchei HaMelechim, before the King of the world. May we be zocha to take our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to new levels as we take what we know intellectually and translate it into an emotional connection with God, which we are building through tefillah. Ki shem Hashem ekra. When I encounter aspects of God, havu godel Elokeinu, I will ascribe greatness to God in prayer. Thank you for learning together.